And I welcome immediately Dr. Muyonga to come towards and share God's word.
Good morning and welcome to hear again the word of God today. We are going to read in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And taking verse 19 until 28. 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 19. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked her to the Lord." When her husband Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord and to fulfill his vow, then Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always. Do what seems best to you." Her husband, Elkanah, told her, "Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word." So the woman stayed at home and nursed her so until she had weaned him. And after he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and threw him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, "Pardon me, my Lord, as surely as you live, I'm the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. I'm going to read the same verse 28 in King James Version. "Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. That is the word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this word. Give it to each of us and let us hide it in our hearts so that we may use it every day. Glory to you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we are thinking about a theme, a topic, which is giving back to the giver of everything. We give back to the one who gives everything, to the one who provides everything, to the owner of everything. And as it was said in our announcement, yesterday was an International Day for Women, our mothers and sisters. And as you have listened to the announcements, the whole week is dedicated to women. We will be thinking about their work. And I thought that even if you may find too many texts in the Bible talking about women. I found that this text about Hannah will help us to understand the message of today about giving. Because we find here Anna giving to God her only child, Samuel. The child he asked to God, then he gives him to God. And when you read this verse, you find that this offering, this valued offering, Samuel, he was a great person in Israel. Samuel is known to be a judge. Samuel is a prophet. Samuel is a priest. We may say he's a priest. And Samuel is a great intercessor for the family and also for Israel. So Samuel was a great offering that was given by Hannah. We are going to take three elements which will help us to understand this message. And the third is that human beings have nothing to give to God like Hannah. That is the first thing. And the second will be, how can you give to the giver? And then the last, we will be trying to understand these two concepts we find in verse 28, lending to God and giving to God. What are you going to do today? As our brother Jeremy said that at the end of this sermon, we will be giving. We will be pledging to the Lord. So are you going to give or are you going to lend to the Lord? So let us start with the first. Human beings have nothing. We have nothing to give to God because God is the owner of everything. God is the one who gives everything. So how can we give to the owner? Do we have something we can give to him? Hannah is a good example. We know Anna, when you read the beginning of this chapter, you'll find that she went through difficult time. You have a very long story of Hannah with her rival, Penina. And she suffered a lot. Then one day, when she was at Shiloh, she presented that request urgently to Lord. And when you read verse 11, you can find the Bible saying, Hannah said to the Lord, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life. And no razor will ever be used on his head. So Hannah is that image of someone who has nothing to give, but she believes that she may ask it to God. And when she receives it, she will give it back to the Lord. Human beings have nothing. And this is the story of us since the beginning. We read in Genesis chapter 1 that since the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And at that time, there were not men. Adam and Eve were not yet created. The Bible tells us that then the Lord created human beings, Adam and Eve, and he blessed them. He gave even to them food because these people had nothing. And then he said, you may come and you will be steward. You will have dominion on something I have already created. So these people came without nothing. They were brought in the garden, which was prepared by God, And they brought nothing. So they have nothing. The Bible says that even the children, we may think that they belong to us, are not our own children. Because when we read in Psalm chapter 127, verse 3, the Bible says that children are inheritors from God. So you can say, you cannot say that something called inheritors, you cannot say that it belongs to you. Inheritors means that it is something transmitted to you by succession. So even children do not belong to us. Even your children are not your own children. They come from the owner of children. When you read the last part of this verse, the Bible says that the fruit of the womb is a reward. So even our children are not our own. So we have nothing. We are only stewards. We were brought to manage. And if you want to understand the meaning of a steward is a servant to whom another person called master. A steward is a servant to whom another person called master entrusts him with the charge of his good, and that for a specific moment. So we have a limited time as human being when we are called steward of God. So we have nothing, but we are steward. So when you read in Luke chapter 12, Jesus talks about a steward. And he says, who then is the faithful servant? Who is the faithful steward? A faithful manager, whom the master will appoint over his household to give them food at the appropriate time. Then Jesus concluded and said, blessed is that steward whom his master finds so doing when he comes. So as steward, Jesus is waiting for our faithfulness. We must be faithful as steward, knowing that we have nothing. Paul said the same thing when we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, he says, as for Apollos and me, let us be considered as simple servants of Christ, stewards, charged with communicating the secret of God. For in the end, what is required for stewards? That they faithfully fulfill the work and trust to them. So, brothers and sisters, we have nothing, but we are steward. Be aware of that with humility, like Hannah, that we have nothing, but we can ask what we do not have to God. And God will give it to us. So when we ask something to God, and he listens to our prayer, and he blesses us, be faithful as stewards, and behave like Hannah. The Bible says to Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 12 to 18, that lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flock multiplies, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, don't forget the Lord. And it continues in 19 that, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. So at the end of this first element, let us thank the Lord for this position of stewards. In everything and everything you may think it belongs to you, take the position of a steward. And what is waited from a steward is that he may be faithful to the Lord. That is the first element. Then let us take the second, giving to the giver. We are asked as Hannah to give to the giver, to the master, to the owner of everything, to the provider of everything. But when we think about this, we must remember that Anna asked for a male child and God gave him to her. Now, Anna gives back the child to the giver, to the one who gave the child. So Hannah is teaching us that a steward who receives everything from God, from the master, and who have nothing, as steward, we must give back to the giver what he has given to us. Then we will be behaving like Hannah. So let us believe that if God gives you a child, then you give him back to the Lord. If God gives you gold, then you give it back to the Lord. If God gives you money, then you give money back to the Lord. If God gives you intelligence, then you give intelligence back to the Lord, because you have no other thing. You can say that this is my own thing, my child, my gold. You have nothing. You are just a steward. So behave like Hannah. God knows that you are a steward and you have nothing, but He knows what He gave to you. So if you gave something, the Lord gave something to you, just say like Hannah, "Sir, Lord, you gave me a son. Let me give it back to you, because I received him from you." We read in Samuel, the same Samuel chapter 1 verse 24, that after he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with 3 years old bull, an ephah, and flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And the Bible underlines that she was still very young. She was still very young. It is known that very young means that she was about 3 years. So that was a valuable offering that Hannah is giving to the Lord. Separating a mother with a child of 3 years, that is a sacrifice. I think mothers here can testify. How can you separate yourself with a child of 3 years old? How can you separate you as a mother with a child of 3 years old? That is a psychological sacrifice. We can learn from Hannah, because I know how it is difficult to separate a mother with her daughter or her son of 3 years old. I know even people who cannot separate themselves from their child, their son of more, their adolescent, their young son or daughters. We have them among us because being separated from your child, it is a sacrifice. If you listen to mothers and fathers here, they will tell you the story. It is not easy to separate yourself from your son and your daughter. But here we find that Hannah was able to separate herself with a son of 3 years old. That is a sacrifice. We can learn it from him. So Hannah is teaching us that God is able to give, but also he is able to take. He may take without asking permission. So before he takes, let me give. And that is what Hannah is doing. You remember that someone we read in the Bible called Job. Something like this happened to him, that all his children were taken. All the children of Job were taken. They died. Everything he had was looted and destroyed. So it is possible for our Lord to give and also to take. So fortunately for Job, when the Lord took everything, children, things, flock, destroyed. The Bible says that Job did not curse the Lord, but instead he worshipped the Lord. That is different. And we can read it in Job chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, that Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and he took." So that is our Lord. He is able to give, but also he is able to take. So before he take, it is possible that you may decide to give him what he has already give to you. So learn this second lesson from Hannah, that he is able to give, but he is able to take. So before the Lord take what he has given to me, I can give him back to you. Let us now understand the two concepts. We read in verse 28, giving and lending to the Lord. The first verse says that, "So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And the second version of King James Version says, "Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." This is similar to what we read in the Proverbs. Chapter 19, verse 17, that he who helps the poor lends to the Lord. But the question is, who should lend to the Lord? Is the steward qualified to give to the master? Is me as a steward qualified to lend to the master? I think this is another moving question which helps us to understand that the Lord is a humble master who is able to receive something from stewards. So here, the Lord receives what he has given to Hannah. Yeah, he gave a son to Hannah, but he humbly also received the same son from Hannah. That is a humble master. We can learn to him, we can give to him. But I don't know what is your position Because in a few minutes, we are going to write a paper. Are you going to lend to the Lord or are you going to give to him? That's the question. There are two possibilities. When you give, you are happy to give. You are satisfied to respond to a need. And you do not wait for interest. But when you lend, what happened after that? Is that you want someone to give it back to you. And if you go to the bank, then you will ask also for interest. Can we think that because when you read 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, you find that after lending Samuel to the Lord, then Hannah had 5 more children. The Bible says that she gave birth to 5 more children. Can we say that that was an interest because he lent Samuel to the Lord? It is a question. I don't know which position I'm going to take very soon. But I want to advise you to give, to just give, without waiting for interest. You know those people who lend, they come after 2 days and say, can you give back what I gave to you? And that is a trap. It's possible that we have among us people who give. They lend to God, and then after 2 weeks, they remind him that I gave you something, but you did not give back with interest. So they are marketing with God. They are in a market with God. I think I'm going to advise you that you give. Just give. Our God is very humble. Very humble that he receives even something from stewards. And he asks no question. He even gives when we did not ask. And we do not expect that he will give it to us. So we have a humble master who can receive something from steward. This is the time I'm giving over to our brother Jeremy so that you write something on a paper and you'll be thinking about these two concepts, asking yourself, am I giving to God or am I giving, am I lending to him and waiting for interest? May the Lord bless each of us. Amen.